This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. This morning, President Obama welcomed Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter to the White House and to the Democratic Party. Mr. Obama says he's thrilled by Specter's surprise announcement yesterday that he's abandoning the Republican Party after 43 years.
I know that the decision Senator Specter made yesterday wasn't easy. It required long and careful consideration, and it required courage. But I know that it also reflects an independence that has been the hallmark of Arlen Specter's career since the days he arrived in Washington.
If Minnesota Democrat Al Franken's victory in a statewide recount stands, Specter would give Democrats the 60 votes they need to head off Republican filibusters. NPR's David Wellner reports on a defection that has some Republicans very worried.
In his 79 years, Senator Arlen Specter has survived brain surgery, two bouts with cancer, and five U.S. Senate races. But he told reporters he concluded over the weekend that a Pennsylvania Republican Party that's lost hundreds of thousands of moderates to the Democratic Party would not return him to the Senate for a sixth term next year.
The prospects for winning a Republican primary are bleak. I am not prepared to have my 29-year record in the United States Senate decided by the Pennsylvania Republican primary electorate.
So Specter decided to cross the aisle and run next year as a Democrat. He was asked yesterday whether he was putting personal ambition ahead of principles.
No, I'm putting principle at the top of the list. The principles that I subscribe to are my independence, which I will retain regardless of party label. I believe that I have a great deal to offer in terms of continuing service. I'm full of vim, vigor, and vitality.
Specter also has a long history of bucking his party to vote with Democrats, from opposing Supreme Court nominee Robert Bork decades ago to being one of just three Republicans to vote for the recent economic stimulus package. Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin says Specter's switch comes as no big surprise.
Let me put it this way. I'm surprised it happened this quickly. I thought it might have to germinate a little bit longer, but this is fine.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says he and Specter had been discussing a party switch for 3 years, talks that grew much more intense over the past 3 weeks. Reid says his policy was to keep those talks secret.
There isn't a single member of my caucus that knew how far along I had gotten with Senator Specter.
Specter's defection could make it much harder for Republicans to block the Democratic agenda in the Senate, especially if Minnesota Democrat Al Franken is seated. Gleeful Democrats say their prospects of passing major legislation on health care and climate change have now improved. Maine Republican Olympia Snow, herself a moderate, worries her party is headed for further losses.
The statements that are coming nationally from the Republican Party, I mean, I think it just helps to nurture a culture of exclusion and alienation. And I really think this is the time for the Republican Party to reevaluate and redefine, you know, the party.
Even some deeply conservative Republicans were shaken by Specter's departure. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says his party needs to be more tolerant of ideological diversity.
You know, I'm a right-of-center guy, and I want a right-of-center agenda, but ideological purity is not going to win the day for either party, so I'm looking for a balanced party.
But Texas Republican John Cornyn, who leads the campaign to pick up more Senate seats, is now ready to back conservative Pat Toomey, a former congressman who almost beat Specter in the GOP primary 5 years ago.
If Congressman Toomey's the Republican nominee in Pennsylvania, we'll support him wholeheartedly and do our best to win that seat.
Specter, for his part, now counts President Obama among his supporters. He says the president told him that he would campaign for him in Pennsylvania. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.